Welcome to the Pro Photographer Journey Podcast, your resource for building the photography business of your dreams. This is Shamira Young, bringing you tips, business strategies, and interviews with award-winning photographers. We're all in this together. Let's get to the good stuff. Hi, everybody. Welcome to this solo episode where today I'm going to talk about the 6 tips to an awesome online portfolio. The reason I'm doing this episode is because while the interviews that I do are awesome, I want to make sure and dedicate some episodes to some actionable advice that can give you some quick wins with your business. And I want these to be practical, so things that you can apply immediately to your business. And so today I'm going to talk about your portfolio and how to make that as awesome as possible. Because if you're taking cool images, that's great. But if you're not showing them off effectively, then that ultimately hurts you and your business. So I'm going to go through what I feel are the 6 most important things. So let's get to it. Number 1, you want to make sure that your photos are as large as possible on your website. There are many services out there and designs where you can showcase full screen photos on your website, for example, which I think is super effective. I use Zenfolio, and they come with a good number of pre-built template designs that you can apply to your website. So you sign up and you select what design you want to go with, whichever preset you decide to go with. And a lot of those are pre-built so that your photos are showcased very large on the homepage and also on the portfolio page. So the reason you want to make your photos large is because they have maximum impact. I have visited plenty of portfolio websites where a photographer has awesome work, but they have this little image on the homepage. And it's, these days you want to go big, is what I believe. And whether you include a watermark on that or not, that's totally up to you. But it needs to be big enough to have maximum impact. You want to catch your visitor's eye as quickly as possible. People will leave your website within a matter of seconds if you don't catch their interest right away. And so one great way to do this is to show off your photos as large as possible. And number 2, make sure that your photos are organized well on your website. So if you do family portraits and also business headshots and corporate portraits, for example, make sure to divide those into 2 separate galleries so that when someone comes to your website and they're looking for a family portrait, they can find that portfolio easily and they don't have to dig through all of these photos that may not apply to them if you throw in your business headshots with the family portraits. No, you want to divide it. Make sure your photos are organized on your website. Number 3, curate your work. Curate it well, meaning only choose your best pieces. This is something that I really struggle with. I'll do a shoot, and if there are a ton of images that I like, even if it's of the same person, the same subject, I want to throw all of those images up on my website. I want to show them all off. So like 20 images of the same person. If I think that they are great images, I want the world to see them. However, this is not recommended, and so I'm actually reining myself in this area. You should only choose your best pieces. Try not to choose a whole lot of repeat pieces. Another thing that many photographers struggle with is because they know the backstory of a particular photo or piece. When I say piece, I mean photo. They know the particular backstory of it, and if they're attached to the story of how they got that photo, or if they are attached to a particular client that they're working with, because of that emotional attachment, they may want to include that work in their online portfolio, even though it may not be the best photo. So only put your best work up there and try not to have too many repeats. And by the way, this applies to a print portfolio. I'm talking about websites, but this absolutely applies to a brochure or a mini booklet that you're putting together to hand out to clients to show off your work. Same principle. So point number 4 is get someone to help you review your portfolio. Get an outside party. This can be a friend. This could be a photography friend. This could be someone who has a great eye for photography. Just you need to get an outside pair of eyes to help you sort through your work. because you are emotionally attached to it. And so it can be very, very difficult for you to choose what may be the best pieces. Because again, you know the backstory behind your particular pieces, behind your particular photos. And so that kind of clouds your vision. But if you get an outside party to come in and look at your work, they will be able to tell you what has the most impact. And they can do it from a neutral standpoint, which is important. So if you can get someone to come and sit down with you at your computer to look through the images, or if you want to print out some of what you think are your best images, your best pieces, your best photos, all the same thing, print those out, sit down with this person and go through your photos and have them tell you what is the most impactful. And you can do this with more than one person if you want, as you get a feel for what are your strongest pieces and what is striking people the most. So next, number five, I want to talk about repetition. And I kind of touched on this on the other points. I went ahead of myself a little bit, but don't include too many photos from the same shoot. People don't need to see a million repeat photos. You may think they're the greatest photos in the world, especially if you had an awesome shoot and you had a great time and you just love the results of the shoot. That's great. But including 15 photos from the same shoot, if they're all very similar photos, people are going to get bored with that very quickly. Looking through your website, if they're seeing the same stuff, they're going to leave. People have short attention spans. So if you can, only include the best. I've heard 1 to 2. Some people have heard 2 to 3. I'd say try to include 1 to 2 of the best photos on your website. And I know it's hard. Like I mentioned, I'm going through this myself. I'm actually going through some reorganization on my own photography website, and because I had a few too many repeats in there. And finally, number 6, update your portfolio with fresh work at regular intervals. So as photographers, we're constantly shooting all the time, right? And it can feel like extra work, I know, to keep your online portfolio updated because we're so busy shooting. But if you set a particular day, say once a month or even once a quarter, where you set aside a couple hours to log into your website and put in some fresh work, that will help people see your latest work and it'll help keep them current on what you're doing, especially as your photography skills improve or if you start shooting in a new style, because we're constantly growing as photographers, right? And so a lot of times our styles will evolve. And so make sure you keep your online portfolio updated. Again, just choose like 2 hours on a particular day, say once a month or once a quarter or every other month or whatever time frame is the most practical for you, and just go in there and update your photos. Just, you know, swap in whatever system you're using. I use Unfolio, which they make it really easy to update the galleries. Let's say I did a couple shoots within a particular week, and so that client will get their own gallery. Zenfolio makes it easy to copy that gallery to the homepage gallery that shows off on the homepage of my website, the photos within that homepage gallery. So I can move whatever photo to whatever gallery. And especially as I'm continuously working with clients and creating new galleries for that client, I already have the work there. And so it's just a matter of clicking on the image and saying, oh, I'll move this photo to the homepage, or you know, copy this photo over to my portrait gallery. So depending on the system, it can be quite easy to do. You need to keep your website fresh and updated. And so just to run through the 6 points that I've made in this episode. Number 1, make your photos as large as possible. You also want to have those photos organized on your website. You also want to curate your photos well, so only choose your best pieces. And also, don't include too many photos from the same shoot, because people don't need to see a million repeats. You also want to get someone to help you review your portfolio, an outside party that doesn't necessarily have the emotional connection to the photos that you do. And then finally, you want to update your portfolio with fresh work at regular intervals. And so that sums it up. The reason for this episode is because you only have a certain amount of seconds when someone is visiting your site for the first time and they're just checking you out. If they're looking for a particular type of work from you, you want to make that work easy for them to find. You want your photos to have the most impact possible. And with so many photographers out there today, you want to make sure that your website and your online portfolio in particular is as impactful as it can possibly be. And again, many of the principles that I talked about on this episode are applicable to the printed marketing pieces that you do. So for a postcard, for example, or for a mini booklet that you hand out to people. Same principles as far as showing your best work and making it as large as possible and not having too many repeats, and even having someone, an outside party, to help you decide what should go into those printed pieces. All right, so that concludes this episode. Go out and build the photography business of your dreams. If you're looking for a way to speed up your workflow and quickly take your photos to the next level, check out the professional Lightroom presets we're offering on ProPhotographerJourney.com. With a single click, use these presets as a solid starting point when editing your photos, and then customize each Lightroom effect to your liking. Your friends, family, and clients will be amazed at your photos. These preset styles include soft and subtle, all the way to dramatic and edgy. Just head to ProPhotographerJourney.com and check it out. If you're enjoying this podcast, I ask that you please leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you're listening. The more reviews we get, the easier it is for people to find this podcast in search rankings. We want to reach as many people as possible and help improve our photo industry. I appreciate you all. Thanks for listening.